We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we're starting approximately 14 lines from the top, the end of the line, Toshima. We learned that was in the Mishnah that if you find a beged, you should shake it out every 30 days because in order it shouldn't get rotten. And it says you should not shake it out for your own good. You shouldn't put it out for your own good. It says, and the question was that if while I'm doing it litzarcha for the beged, could I also enjoy it as well? That's the Gemara Shaila. When you're rolling it out for the tzarcha of Sefer Torah, ladder laying it, and there it says it's fine. Teretz is that there is no chash, you're going to learn extra. But here, if you use the garment for yourself while you're spreading it out for the garment, you might use it extra. That's the Gemara Shaila. So Gemara try to bring a raya. And the Gemara says, not a raya from spreading it out when guests come, because then it's taka pram ayin haros. So now what we're talking about? Echnisa le rifka v'dasha. We're talking about here, egla rufa, Rashi says. Egla rufa, you're not allowed to work with it. You're not allowed to do any work with it. And here we had a little baby eagle that's going to be used for egla rufa. And it had to nurse. So you brought it, you put it into, a rifka is like a bunch of behemoths that you attach them together and they thresh. They're standing together, they're held together by this piece of wood and they're threshing. And you stuck your little eagle in to nurse. And while he was nursing, he did some threshing also because that's what everyone else is doing. So, chnisla rifka v'dasha k'sheira. The halacha is that if you stand put him into the rifka and you didn't have kavana that it should be dash, just it should nurse, then it's kasha. But if you put it here, you said, you know what, we'll do two things at once. It'll nurse and it'll do some threshing. The halacha is that it's psula. Why? Because it did work. It did malacha. And in the first case, it didn't do malacha. There was not a mechavan to do malacha. It just did it by itself. But here, I did it with kavana. If even though I had to go anyway here to nurse, it's possible, right? The Gemara by Zaraya, here I had to nurse. So what's the difference if it's doing dash at the same time? And Viktani Pesula and says it's possible. I can ask me the Alfit Hoisvis that the whole Svara is why it's usher is only because you might leave it there too long. So what's the dinyan here? So the Tosfos Rabbi Parrot says the same thing would be over here that you might here also want your chayshus that it might keep on threshing even after finishes nursing and that's why it's possible maybe. So you see that it's a riot to our case. It's similar to our case and it says it's possible because here also the reason why it's possible because it will continue threshing. So tomorrow shani hasam not really betzem letzarcha yotzarcha is kosher and it's mutter by aveda to do it that way. So why is it possible when it comes to Eglah Rufa? Shani also, I'm done with Kroah, the Pasuk says, Eglah's Bakar, Ashaloi Ubad Ba, Ashaloi Moshcha Ba'al. Now, Ubad Ba does not have the Vav there, but you read it, Ashaloi Ubad Ba. So you read it. Shani also, I'm across, Ashaloi Ubad Ba, Mekal Malkoim. No work was done with it at any time. Even work that was the same time as nursing, Ashaloi Ubad Ba, Mekal Malkoim, Marba, that it's possible even such a Eifin. Yach, if that's true, that's always also, even work happens by itself, I feel a reish unami. Even the reish also, when it went in itself, and you didn't have kavana, and there it says that if it did dash, it's kosher. So what's pshat? So tomorrow, no. Holy damya. The reason why it's kosher in the reish is holy damya, like we learned in the Mishnah regarding a paraduma. Paraduma also has a halacha that it can't do any malacha with the behema. And it says it like this. Shachin alea oif. If a oif landed on top of the para aduma, kshera, it's kosher, it's not called carrying oil. Ola leha zachar, but if a zachar, a male, went on top of the para aduma in order to mate, the lach is it's possible. My time, what's the reason? What's behind this Mishnah para aduma, the difference between the oif and a zachar? Kira papa, dona papa, iksiv ubad vikarinan. Then I would say, even Mamela, it's also. V'iksiv Avad, V'karina Avad. If it said Avad out of Avad, and you read it Avad, Havamina out of Avad, but you have to do Malacha yourself. You have to actually do Malacha. Hashtag Ksiv Avad, way out of Avad. V'karina Ubad, B'inan Ubad, Dumiya the Avad. Ma Avad the Nichle, Af Ubad the Nichle. Just like Avad is Nichle, Af Ubad the Nichle. So let's first talk about Paraduma. So Paraduma, the oif resting in it, I couldn't care less about that. So it's not nichle, even though we're dashing that happening by itself is enough of malacha, but it has to be something I want. So shakala oif is kosher. Allah azachar is psula, because there it's something I want. I can ask me, a paraduma is worth $1 million. You think I want the zachar to come on that? That man, just in that. Tosis asked that kasha. Look at Tosis, Dir Masach Af, like 8 lines in. Taimava Ola la zachar my psula vadele nichele lahav so paros or deme yekar mishul dom wood. A bird landing on my parah, even if it's not a parah duma, I'm not interested in that. But a zachar, since that's a thing that I be'etzem want, zaktoisis, that's enough to make it called nichel. So divos tell tzu to us. The kasha was that by the case of chnisa l'rifka, it should be usher, even if it went in just to nurse, it should be usher because it was dosh. And even though it happened by itself, it's still also because Ashalei Uadva. We're answering Dirislei Nichalei, Dirislei Nichalei, and there Tosfos even asks right in the same Tosfos. From Toime Echlis LeRifka V'Dasha Mike Sheira Maishdom Ola Azacha Psula. Why is living Ola Azacha? The Maishdom is happy about the threshing. Yeshloima Adir doesn't like it because besides he doesn't need it. It's going to happen anyway. The Dash. I don't need this little animal to help the Dash, and I don't. It's Lo Nichalei Bechlal, and therefore there will be no Nichalei. So bottom line is, We were not poshut the shayla about taking that beged and putting it out for my tzarech and for the tzarech of the beged, if that's mutter or not. Because it was not a raya from Egla Rufa, because Egla Rufa had a special pasuk, asher lo ubedba, that even malacha done by itself is awesome. And I, why is it awesome by chnisa l'rifka? Because there it's like nichele. So the Gemara Vayit. Tzer ne mishnah klei kesef uklei nechoshes. Huh? We're not poshut the shayla, yeah. Klei kesef v'klei nechoshes, mishtamish pem. Says in our Mishnah that if you have klei kesef v'klei nechoshes, you take it out every l'tzarchon, you take it out every few days to use it. It shouldn't get rotten in the ground, but you can't use it until it's rubbed out. So we have a brisa that there's mayrich on different type of keli. Tarabon, hamoitzi kliyets. If you find a wooden keli, mishtamish pem, you should use it every once in a while. But shilsal yerkavu, so it shouldn't get rotten. Klei nechoshes, mishtamish pem b'chamim. You should use it with hot water. You could use it with hot water in order for the tzarech of the keli. Avaloya they are, but you shouldn't use it directly on a fire. Repnei shma shchikon, because that will rub out the copper. Klei kesef mishtamish b'tzoinin, only cold water, not even hot water. Avaloya b'cham repnei shma shiram. When you put hot water into a silver keli, it gets black. My grey face v'kardumois. If you have shovels or axe, and you found these things, you have to also use it once in a while. Mishtamash ben barach, use it for soft stuff. Avaloi, use it for snow. Avaloi bekasha, don't use it for anything hard. Because that will rub it out. It'll break part of it. It'll make it become less. You should not touch these kelim until yovel comes. We said pshat. What's a pshat? Because klei zav does not get rotten, and klei zchuchus is very dangerous to use it because it might break. Kederach shom ba'aveda kach onru be'pekadoin. Just like by aveda, you have these chiyuvim. Same thing by pekadoin. If you're watching you're safekeeping something, you also should use it every few days, every 30 days, in order that it shouldn't get ruined. For anything more, pekadoin ma'aveda tegabei. Why does he have to do? We're assuming now the ba'alim lives in the same town. He doesn't have a safe, so he gives it to you to watch. Let him come every 30 days to use it to make sure it doesn't get ruined. Why are you responsible? Where the Bailam went to Medina Siyam, so the Bailam's not here. And therefore, we need the Baal HaPekadon, the Shomer, to do this maintenance himself and not rely on the Bailam. Said Vayit the Mishnah, that if you find a sack or a kupa, which is like this, a basket of fruit, and it doesn't pass for this chosh of a person to walk through the street with a basket of fruit, so even if he finds it, he does not have to pick it up. There's no chiv for him to pick it up, because enoi lefi chvayde. Now, where's the makar for this? Menonimil. Torah, Balim, Terebrais, it says in the pasuk, lo yisira es shor echicha eseya nedachim. You should not see the axe of your friend or the sheep of your friend lost, v'salamta mem, and close your eyes, hashev teshivim l'achicha. So the loss of v'salamta can be read by itself as a drasha. V'salamta mem, you should be ma'alam ayin. Visilamta, pomim sha'atam misalam, pom sha'atam misalam. Sometimes you should be misalim, and sometimes not. Okay, it's sad. Hoya koin, who vesek varus, if he's a koin, and the lost items in the vesek varus, and he's not like going to vesek varus, or he's a zokin, or he's a tam chacham, an old tam chacham, it's not the fear's kavod. Or his own job was worth much more than the Aveda. And if he goes to pick up the Aveda, he's going to lose his $350 an hour that he bills. The Kach Nemar. So all these cases, the din is v'salam tamahem, that you could be ma'alim. So what does that say? What do you need to pause for? Which case? If it's for the case of the Koyin and the Aveda's Vesek Faris, Pshita, what's the tzad? He should go into the Beis HaKfaris in order to get the Aveda. Aveda is Hashayif Teshive. And the Isser to go into the Beis HaKfaris is a Loi Sase and Asay. There's an Isser L'Nefesh Loi Tameh Ba'amav and Kedoshim Yiyu. There's two Isser Alav and Asay. So how could the Asay be doicha that? So the Gemara says, what's the tzad that Aveda should go pick up the Aveda in the Beis HaKfaris? So, the Eilim, I'm sure, has his cash. I was waiting for him, but I'm probably being polite. I've heard that by Aveda, it's more than an Asay. It's Hashi Teshiv, and Loi Sukhul Asalim, it's Asay and Loi Sasa. What are you talking about? It's only Asay? So, this cash is Sukhul Kasha, Rashi has the cash. And Rashi says that, who's the Loi Sasa, when the Loi Sasa is with the Asay, it never helps the Asay. When you say Asay, Dech Loi Sasa, a Loi Sasa doesn't help anything. A Loi Sasa is not Dech anything. There's no such thing as Loi Sasa. Let's see Rashi and so on. Hi Asay, Hashi Teshiv. Frank Rashi Vafagav, the Loi Sasa Nami Iko, Ain Loi Sasa Moyo Lidchois Loi Sasa. El Asay Udukod Dochile. It's always the Asay that's pushing away the Aveira that you're going to do. The Loi Sasa has no effect on that, therefore it's not a gay. So Gemara's Kash is that what do you need that Aveda? What do you need to that Aveda is also to go in the basic forest for the Kayin? We know it can't go in. You have Asay and Loi Sasa in the basic forest.
What's Rashi answering
that? That doesn't help. If you have 18 Loi Sases and one Asay, does that push away a different Loi Sasa? No. A Loi Sasa doesn't help push, only Asay. Someone says, the Torah says, do something, that pushes away that Loi Sasa. A Loi Sasa doesn't make a difference in the pushing away of the other thing. So Gemara said, that's number one. The case of Kohen, no Chiddush. Let's go to the next case. Vesu. Loi Dachina Esura Mekami Yomayna. No, before that, Vasu, another taina. Loi dechina suru mekayim mayin. Another taina why there's no tzad the coin can go into the basic forest is because we're not doicha iser for mamon. Aveda is a mamon digadin. And by mamon, we'll never push away a iser. What's the reason? The Ritva says the reason is because mamon is ika b'mechila. You can really be meichel mamon. Therefore, mamon is a iser kal. So there's no tzad the mitzvah of mamon will push away iser anyway. Even if I forget about asay, lech leisasa v'asay. Stamazai, a mitzvah mamon will not push away iser. So that case of kohen is not a chiddush. So what do you need pasuk islam to for? Ella l'shaloi meruba meshachaveiroi. That in a case where your malacha is worth much more than the aveda, you don't have to do that. You don't have to stop your malacha to take care of the aveda. So Mara says that's pasuk also. Medyaviv don't rav nafka. Don't rav don't rav. It says in the pasuk fs kiloi evcha evyoi. The pasuk on the pasuk is that there will always be avyoinim in Klal Yisrael, but here we're dashing like this. Be careful that lo yeh b'cha avyoin, lo yisavi atzvecha odei aniyos, which teaches us to l'cha, koyim shal l'cha adam, that you're first before everyone else. So what is the chiddush of Islam? Then? Where it says, ela lo zokein ve'enoi v'chvay doi. The chiddush is, for this case, for zokein ve'enoi l'chvi v'chvay doi, that's what the chiddush of Islam is, that if someone's a zokein, he's a chashav person, he does not have to pick up the aveda, and that's the chiddush, or the pasuk of v'salamta.